dialect of Stystead, Essex. Mr. William Sibley, a native, age 70, recorded in his home by Stanley Ellis in July 1959.
I started work. I left school at the Christmas, and I shouldn't have been 12 and a half, I shouldn't have been 13, not till July. And I went to work in the wood, a trimming out thatch and stuff. I opened a bundle. And I used to average about 20 bundles a day. When I finished in the wood in the March, I went down on the farm to work. Now I went in the yards, what they call stock boy, looking at stock. And I was getting 3 and 6 a week. 6 o'clock in the morning till half past 5 at night every day, Saturdays and all. And Sundays and all, Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, 3 and 6 a week. I stuck that in there for 2 years and then I went in the stable, looking at 4 horses. And I was ploughing down there, said mate here, down at Brooks's farm. I packed that up and went along with steam ploughing tackles. I was driving one of them 18 tonners, a foul engine, 5 and a half. I'd been left at a fortnight when she busted. I blew the old engine all to damn bits. Every bit on, smashed it all up, blew it right 200 or 300 yards down the field. The drum what coils the rope on, the fortnight before I left, I put a quarter mile of new rope on it. I did a half mile of rope on, double length rope for line draining. And that lifted that drum that wide over 700 wide, and I took that 25 yards down the field right from underneath the bottom of the engine. I left that and I come work on this farm here now, where I am now, in 1916. I come there, I was living in one of Fred Myers' house, and he said he wanted me to come work for him, don't he want the house for engine driver. So I left the old steam ploughing tackle and I come there to live and went and took his thrashing machine. I drove that for 12 years, up to the day the sale was. When the sale was and Mac, he took over this farm, Mac Millen, he asked me to take on along early. I went back into the stable looking at horses for him. He'd plough and do anything, drill him anything. And he tracked us come and he sold some of his horses off and I went on his tractors. I've been on them ever since till I had a pack up through a diesel oil on old caterpillars upsetting on me.
Mm. So which job do you like best?
Eh?
Horse ploughing?
No, I like horses the best.
Yeah?
Yes. Mm. I used to keep a little of the old Indians if I am for being a wife mum, you know. Week of fortin time.
Mm.
I used to like that job. Yeah, anything with the Indians.
Mm.
Tractors or anything like that suit me.
Yeah.
Well, you see, there was a man, he was a 50-year-old. He'd been a horseman all his life. Good old ploughman he was. And I started along with him and he put me in the wire on it. Then he said, I wish I'd never showed you and learnt you how to plough.